Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 19, More Than Bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Let that land. Don't rush past it. Feel the weight of it. Jesus said this in a desert. Actually hungry, 40 days without food. And it's right there in the emptiness, under pressure, that he opens his mouth and declares what life is really made of. And before anything else, that tells me something. What you reach for when you are empty reveals what you live on. When life presses in, when the exhaustion hits, when that restless anxiety wakes you up at 3 in the morning, what do you go for first? That answer is more honest than almost anything else about you. And I'm not saying that to shame you. I'm saying it because it convicts me too. Because bread is real. Needs are real. But there is a hunger inside you that no bread in this world was built to satisfy. A hunger that a full schedule won't touch. That entertainment won't quiet, that even success can't reach. It is the hunger of the soul, and it has only one food, the voice of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God, every word, not a curated selection, not the beautiful verses, the ones that fit neatly on a card, every word, which means scripture, is not a dessert. Not the sweet thing you get to if time allows after everything else is handled. It is a staple. It is the bread. And like all bread, it has to be eaten every day. You remember the manna in the wilderness? It could not be stockpiled. Whoever tried to save some for tomorrow woke up to find it spoiled. God was teaching something through that. Intimacy cannot be stored. Yesterday's reading fed yesterday. Today you have to gather fresh bread for today. And there's one more thing in that desert scene I can't let go of. Jesus was under real temptation, real pressure, a real attack. And what he used as his answer was scripture he knew by heart. Not a feeling, not a memory of a good Sunday. The word he had lived inside, that had lived inside him, that was already there when the moment demanded it. The word holds its strength exactly where life presses hardest, not in the easy moments, in the hard ones. So today I want to invite you into something simple, but something with weight. Today, let scripture reach the table before you do, before the coffee, before the phone, before the first obligation of the day, open to Matthew 4:4, read it slowly, and read one psalm alongside it, not as a religious duty, as someone who is hungry, as someone who knows they need to be fed before they go out into the world. Let God's word come first. That is not a rule. It is an invitation from someone who loves you and from a father who wants to feed your soul before the day consumes you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.